Jennifer Brown knows how interesting, quirky, terrible, and inspiring life in rural Western Kentucky can be. Brown has been on the Kentucky New Era newspaper staff for over 20 years and currently serves as the paper's opinion editor. She's covered a little bit of everything from criminals to tornadoes to political races to homeless folks. She's also a Hopkinsville native with strong family ties to the region. In July, Brown received the Al Smith Award for Public Service from the Institute for Rural Journalism and Community Issues and the Bluegrass Chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists. She is one of only three recipients of this new award, which was first given to its namesake, journalist Al Smith, last year. Brown joins me from her office in Hopkinsville. Ms. Brown, I'm delighted to speak with you today.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing very well, and I wanted to ask you, in your comments from the award reception, you talked about some of the difficulties associated with reporting in your hometown, and I think that's an issue a lot of rural reporters have to think about. So I'm wondering, how do you handle writing about people you know?
Well, carefully, respectfully. There are often fewer degrees of separation for journalists in smaller markets. So, for example, when I cover a school board meeting or write an editorial that is critical sometimes of a decision that the school board has made or commenting on something that they will be doing, one of the layers of connection that I have is that there's a member of the school board who was my elementary school principal. And so we have to have a professional relationship, but you also have to have a sense of humor about it. This particular school board member, Mary DeBow, recently poked a little fun at me when I went into a public meeting to introduce a candidate for superintendent that was being selected this summer. And I think she was probably not pleased with something that I'd written, and she tapped me with her cane and told the superintendent candidate to be careful about me. So those are the sorts of things that happen. But I will tell you that that same school board member, I feel like, is very respectful of me.
Is this mostly, do you think, an implicit understanding, the professional relationship as opposed to the personal relationship, or is it ever explicit that you actually have to sit down and explain to somebody, well, this is my job, as opposed to...
And quite often, if I call somebody and it's a serious topic, or I want to make sure they understand, where everyone is, I will say, I have on my reporter's hat today, or I am writing an editorial about this topic, and I want to ask you some questions. So it's important for, this sort of set the ground rules.
And earning an award for public service, to me, implies a contribution to the greater good, which I think is something contrary to the popular opinion of reporters. I know sometimes we're viewed as either meddlesome or troublemakers. So what do you feel your role is as a journalist?
Well, to be a troublemaker, of course. I think even some journalists could be a little uncomfortable with the description of our role as public service. But it is. And anytime you can accurately portray the community to itself or be the person who brings out some sort of uncomfortable information that people really need to have to understand what their government is doing, then I think that's community service.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel that's harder in some place like Christian County where, again, everybody knows everybody else and, sometimes they don't want to bring out what is uncomfortable or what is not flattering?
It is. It's difficult sometimes, and you just have to do it. I know that's oversimplification, but that's something that it's your job. You go to work to do that, and you know that some people will not understand and be offended. Other people, I think, do understand, or they work to understand it. The other thing is, access is everything when you are a journalist in a rural market, because you have to be able to go back to many of the same sources over and over again, especially the public officials. And something I've told young journalists who come to work in our newsroom and people that I help teach is, you know, the mayor has a choice about whether or not he answers his cell phone when he sees you calling. And yes, he's a public official, and you may think he has an obligation to talk to you every time, but you have to think about that and about the way you treat people and portray them in stories, because you do want access, especially on deadline.
Yeah. Is there anything in particular that you can think of that you're particularly proud of in your career at the New Era that you thought, well, I really did my job well covering that story?
Well,
I kind of put you on the spot there, didn't I?
Yeah. One thing that there's several things. One thing that comes to mind is about 5 years ago, and forgive me for not remembering the exact year, we had two tornadoes that hit in Christian County in the middle of the night. And I think it might have been on a Sunday night. And I was not the editor at the time, but our editor was on vacation. And so I came into the newsroom to start coordinating things. And it was literally so dark in this building and all over town that you could hold your hand in front of your face and you almost couldn't see it. And I started calling people, and I sat at my desk in the newsroom with a candle and a cell phone and a pad and pen, and we got everybody out and just did some amazing coverage about what happened in the county that night. That one stands out because we sort of we had all the technology taken away, except for the cell phone, of course. But that felt like great camaraderie, you know, like a newsroom really pulling together to do something. I do love that memory a lot. I've also had a chance to travel some for the newspaper, and I went to Gander, Newfoundland, which is the place where a transport plane carrying 248 soldiers from Fort Campbell went down, and they all died. And on the 20th anniversary of the crash, the New Era sent me to Gander to write the story from their perspective, and I was really pleased to be able to do that.
Jennifer Brown, opinion editor for the Kentucky New Era, thank you very much for sharing some of your memories and some of your experiences with us today.
Thank you very much.